I don't know what I'm going to call this video yet. It is about being in the present. I think I've talked about anxiety and my need for being in the present, how hard it is to get there, etc. in multiple different ways. But I guess over the course of this past weekend, I was just thinking about it again and just like kind of reframing it so that I kind of was feeling and thinking about just like it. There's just things that are just not working the way that I would like them to work, or have never worked that way, or just my brain chemistry doesn't work that way consistently. That thinking about the past, I don't know why. I think this goes to like people saying for a really long time in my life that I was a negative person, and it's not out of desire. It's like part nature, part nurture. Like there's an element of just like, I don't even understand, like my brain remembers the things that are important. And, you know, sometimes that could be the person who said a nice word to me, but a lot of times it's also going to be the threat, the person who did damage to me, the person who made me feel threatened, that I will remember all those details, and they'll be very strong because my body and my mind is trying to protect my body, saying, hey, remember that threat, remember that bad thing, you don't want to end up in that situation again. This is how we can try to stay clear of that by your memory really engaging with that experience again, because we don't want that to happen again because it was not a good time. And that's just how my mind maybe does that more than average, I don't know. My emotional memory is very strong, but the thing is, it's strong in other ways too. It's strong in positive ways or whatever, but it's also just like part of me can do some conditioning of my own to try to reframe things, but like it is hard for me to think of the past in a positive way. Like, because if I think about things that we're talking about, things in the past that if I can say like at the time that was really nice, but that thing doesn't exist anymore, and that is difficult for me. And I think it has that root of death in it that I'm so scared of with mortality, is that whatever, if it was a nice moment in a relationship, or it was a nice moment at a job, or whatever, if I'm not in that place anymore, like if I don't have the same job or the same partner, thus kind of making it more tied to the present, then that's a sad thing. That's a loss. That's grief that I have, that I'm experiencing in remembering this nice thing, right? If it was like, oh man, I remember when I was growing up, things were pretty cool or something, like, or this one thing was really nice, like, even in that nicety, there's this thing that's carrying so much weight for me, and it's the fact that it doesn't exist anymore. It's dead and gone, and you'll never have that feeling again. And there's that whole grass is greener feeling of just like, oh, things are good. It's so hard for me just to not, like, it's so hard for me to just be in the present and to just not be somewhere else. Because it's a really crappy feeling right now, too, that the future, if I have those three states of past, present, and future, and my past doesn't feel like a very safe place to wander in my mind because unresolved things or just the way that my emotional memory works and how difficult it can be to reframe or to let go of grief and or process it correctly or whatever, that's an unsafe place to go. And the future is right there too. So we've got two out of three, but the future, it sucks. But I feel like for so long, the future is also a scary place to go because I'm not in enough control. I don't have enough stability. Part of that is like financial stability. I don't have enough job security. I don't have a bunch of different things. So it doesn't feel like a safe place either because it's so unknown in some big key areas. And I don't mean like unknown as in, well, you never know what's going to happen. You could break your leg tomorrow. You don't know that things are always going to be this way with that. Like, I understand that you can know nothing, but if you have worked at a job for X amount of years and you feel they're happy with your performance and you're happy working there, you could say like, man, I'm looking forward to next year. And sometimes it still doesn't work that way and things happen, but you could feel a certain amount of security with certain things. And I don't. And that's really difficult. So the present thing is just that, like, I don't, I, I, because anxiety sometimes is a protective device or coping mechanism of getting stuck in, like, almost lizard brain and just, like, detecting threats and responding and assessing, all of that is so much of my waking life that it is really difficult to be in the present. Because I am constantly overanalyzing the situations to make sure that I am safe without recognizing really that's what it is, or without understanding it fully, or, you know, how many years did it take me to even get to this place where this might be part of my understanding, and someone else might say, no, I think that's kind of off base, and then maybe I'll learn from that, you know? But it seems like that's what's happening, so that I can't be in the present. Because there are things in the future that are a threat that I don't have an answer to yet, so I can't relax. I feel like when that thing happens, it's going to be big, and I'm going to be in a big mess, and like I'm going to be threatened. My life is not going to feel safe by the time this future thing comes. Whether that be, you know, some years paying rent can feel like that. And how many months of the year did I feel like that some years? You know, I don't know. Those looming threats that are just there in the future, but are so close to the present that it's hard not to think about them. So yeah, just staying in the present is just so hard, because I'm trying to, like, stay away from the past sometimes because it's difficult to deal with sadness, but then my mind sometimes brings me to the past in order to remind me not to get in that situation again. But then we have to feel emotions with it too. I'm not just accessing the logic. I'm not just accessing the answers and the learning that took place. The learning is only taking place because the emotional thing can be that heavy. But it's, then I get into a whole other thing where I can't trust my head or my heart based on anxiety too. So it's just a mess. So it's like the one place that is like the healthiest place I think to be, which is the present. And it is the thing that is so hard for me to achieve. And I keep striving toward that in different ways and need to continue to do more learning about how I can continue to do that. Because it's rather important and forever elusive.